paid 260 euros for a pair of Crocs, man.
Those shoes pretty much broke my foot.
It's only going downhill from here.
What up, guys? This is Josh.
And this is Fobs. And this is the Kickback Pod.
All right, and we are back once again, episode number 23, I believe. We are back. And this, guys, this is going to be the last episode of the year. Of course, we're going to be closing up shop for Christmas break. But of course, we're ending off with a bang. This is going to be a jam-packed episode. Lots to talk about. We're going to get into the biggest stories of the year in the sneaker world. And of course, that long-awaited top 10 list of sneakers. What were the top 10 sneakers of 2021? Definitely took some work, at least for me, to narrow it down to 10. I don't know about you.
I mean, I had like a list of 25, and the more I shaved off that list, the harder it got. Like when I was down to like 13, 14, I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. I can't.
But what did you think of like overall though? Did you think that did you think that the sneakers were like stronger this year than last year or the year before? Or because like what I found was that like last year when I was picking my top five, especially there was like five really good sneakers that I could have given the number one spot. But this year, I feel like there's also like five sneakers I could get number one, but not because they're all amazing, more so because like there's nothing like super special about them for me to like, you know, give it like a number one, clear cut number one.
I would say that like when I began compiling, I was like, okay, like 2020 was definitely better in terms of releases. Yeah. But then I kept coming up with new shoes that came out this year. And I'm like, oh, wait, I forgot about this pair. Oh, I forgot about this pair. Oh, mm-hmm. This colorway was cool. Yeah. Oh, this collaboration. And then I think I got to a point where I was like, wait a second. I feel like this year was a lot better than I had in memory. And maybe that's because like the last couple of years, you know, time doesn't really exist. Everything kind of mixes together, like pre-corona and post-corona. So I don't know. I would say it's definitely tighter than I thought. Maybe last year edges it a little bit, but it was surprising how many shoes I could come up with, how many sneakers.
Yeah, no, there was definitely, yeah, it took me a while to also narrow it down to 10. But yeah, man, it was definitely a strong year for sneakers. But yeah, like we told you guys, this is going to be our last pod. We all got Christmas plans, of course. What are you going to be up to for Christmas? Tell the people.
I'm going to see my grandma for the first time since Corona started. So almost 2 years now. Or actually exactly 2 years. The last time I saw her was Christmas 2019, which is, you know, a very long time.
Yeah.
But other than that, just kind of hanging out with the family, more low key, good food, hopefully get some workouts in, you know, I don't know. Are you staying here?
Yeah. Like I went back home for Christmas like 3 years ago. That was the last time I went home to Toronto for Christmas. And I told myself that's going to be the last time.
Okay.
Because it was minus 35 literally every day for like 2 weeks.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? It's just not worth it. I'm like, Mom, Dad, I love you. But
I'll come visit in the summer.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna come back anymore for Christmas. It's just too cold, so I'm just gonna be staying here. But I'll enjoy the city. I've been enjoying the city a lot lately. I've been going to a lot of art exhibitions. I've been going to a few bars. It's so weird how the bars are working here right now. Some of them have that 2G plus rule and some don't, and it's so obvious which ones do and which ones don't, because the 2G plus bars are like completely empty.
Yeah,
and I don't get it. I'm like, don't you guys want to make money?
Yeah, that's true. But I also, it's like you don't know which ones have which until you're actually there, right? Like some of them have like it on their website, but a lot of places I've been to, I'm like surprised. I'm like, oh wait, it's 2G plus, and I'm like, oh, luckily I got a test today or whatever, or there's a testing center around the corner. But a lot of times it's not communicated, and then you show up and you're like, all right, then I'll go somewhere else. You know, like I would have gotten a test, but yeah. I didn't know.
I mean, I get like restaurants doing that because, you know, they do have a lot of takeout orders. So yeah, they got business that way. But bars, like why? I don't get it. It's not a good business model. But anyways, off topic. But we got a lot to get into. So let's just get into it. We'll start off first pickups. I know you said you don't have any pickups to talk about.
No, I mean, coming back from vacation and then trying to get back into the groove of things, I, you know, haven't been able to pick up anything.
You haven't even told the people, man. How was the Dominican?
Oh, dude. I mean, last time we spoke, I was there and it was amazing. I think I had like another week left after we spoke.
Yeah, 2 weeks in the Caribbean.
It was incredible. It was so nice. Like my beach, you could go into the water and maybe like 5 feet from the shore, you could see stingrays, fish, sea turtles. Sea turtles were swimming at my beach, which was incredible. I'll admit, like I was like, I had my goggles on, I had my snorkel, and I was swimming around looking for sea turtles. And then suddenly I saw a big stingray. I'll admit, I got a little scared. And my girlfriend was like, oh, I saw you saw a stingray. I was like, how'd you know? And she's like, yeah, I saw you like jump out the water and then swim away as quickly as possible. Now, but overall, amazing, amazing country, and recommend anyone to go there, of course.
Yeah, you're looking healthy, man. Looking like you had a good
healthy
good
time. Glow, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll just get into my pickups. So there were three. One of them just came in today. The Foam Runners in the newest colorway, the Sand Gray colorway. I posted a picture on my Instagram, and I actually think it's probably the best colorway so far of the Foam Runners.
Is that the it's just like one color?
No, it's actually got four colors on it. So it's the most colorful Foam Runner to release.
Isn't
so
that
far.
The one where you said that it looks like or was it you who posted that on Instagram? Like
looks like dog poop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this one, it's got that same kind of like color blocking. So it's got like, you know, these like splotches of paint, but there's four different colors this time. There's like brown, gray, pink, and blue. And it just looks really, really good. Yeah, you got to check it out if you can look it up some pictures, but it's probably the nicest looking foam to come so far. It looks really good. Like if you just rock it with some brown pants or whatever, just the nice brown shades, mm-hmm. Super, super nice pair. I would say it's my favorite colorway of the foams to drop so far.
Okay.
So we'll
even see. Better than the original.
Yeah, I would say so. I think it's better than the original. The original ones are super nice too, super clean. Mm-hmm. But I think these ones though, like it's such a unique colorway. You don't see like so many colors on a foam runner like that.
Yeah.
And it's that pink. That pink really sets it off. It's really nicely done. Good job, Kanye, on that one.
Okay, nice.
Next pickup, I got the 992s. I had to Google the name of these because I didn't know what it was actually called officially, but it was the 992s Violet Purple.
Oh, I saw those on your story. They're super nice.
Yeah, I posted that on my stories. Damn, what a nice pair. So far, it hasn't even released in Europe yet. It only released in the States. So I bought it from New Balance USA and like got it shipped back to me. It's super nice because like it doesn't really have those mesh panels that a 992 normally has. Instead, it has like a herringbone type of material on it, like a, I don't even know, like canvas or something. Mm-hmm. It's got some other, it's not your normal mesh, and it just feels like an upgrade in terms of quality, and 992s already have amazing quality, but this one, this colorway, super hard. I love purple on shoes, so definitely one of the nicest 992s. I had to cop this pair. I was like, this looks like a collab. It just looks so nice, but it's just like your GR 992s. I don't know if it'll release in Europe, but I'm glad I was able to get a pair.
Yeah, I mean, I think New Balance has had a lot of those where it's like it could have been a collaboration, it could have been a special edition, yeah. But it's just another general release that's like completely fire.
And I don't know about your top 10. By the way, guys, we haven't showed each other our top 10, so I have no idea what Fabian has on his list.
There might be some duplicates for sure.
There might be some, but I was going to say, I don't know about you, but New Balance is featuring pretty heavy on my list.
Yeah, I had to, so I'll just say this now. I put in effort to try and give all brands some shine.
Yeah.
But there's definitely two brands, and I'm sure you can guess which ones that dominate the list.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And my last pickup was Ama Manier, the Ama Manier ones. Shout out to Soulbox. I won the raffle there. And man, I love these. I don't know. Have you seen them in person?
I have them.
Oh yeah. You got a pair. Yeah. No, yeah. I forgot you had a pair. Yeah. Dude, those are so nice.
They're beautiful. Like the leather, the cracked leather. It reminds me of the Top Haze 4s.
Exactly.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Yeah. 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 I mean, people were kind of hating on it though. Like I, even on the video I posted, like I'm looking at the comments, everyone's saying, yeah, these are so basic. These shouldn't be even like in the discussion for sneaker of the year. I mean, I don't know. Like I'm looking at this pair thinking like, I'm probably going to wear this for like 5 years. Like man, it's super clean.
They're going to age really well. Like wine. And that's exactly. Kind of like the colorway of the swoosh, like a red wine. It's going to age beautifully, like with wear, but also if you keep them on ice for a couple of years and then wear them down the line, people are going to be like, oh damn, like I slept on those. I shouldn't have.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. No, those are, I don't know why people talking shit about it. Those are nice, man. Those are super nice. All right, well, let's get into, like, before we get into our top 10, we thought it would be a good idea to just give you guys our biggest stories of 2021 so far in the world of sneakers. This was also quite difficult to narrow down because we didn't want to, like, you know, do 10 stories each. We're probably just going to do like two or three.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, there's definitely been quite a lot, and definitely shout us out on Instagram if we missed any of the biggest stories, but I can go first. So like, one major story this year has been kind of the emergence of vintage in general. So people wanting their sneakers to look older, even older pairs, whether it be on like used sneaker platforms like GOAT or Grailed or whatnot. These older pairs starting to, you know, shoot up in value. People really liking that vintage aesthetic type of look, even on like newer models. Like, I've seen so many people, for example, like, they'll buy a pair of new sneakers, like, for example, the Neutral Grays that came out earlier this year, and then they'll pay like a customizer to yellow it and make it look like worn down, which is something pretty new. Like, this is not something that we haven't really seen. Like, that was kind of looked down upon, and it almost sounds kind of weird to tell a sneakerhead who's been a sneakerhead for like 10 years, like, yeah, people are paying money now to have their sneakers look beat down.
Yeah, because it was always all about like wearing the dead stock pairs, like no creases, no scratches.
Exactly.
And now it's like flipped on its head. Now people are like, oh yeah, like put some creases in my Jordan 1s. Five years ago, nobody would ever have said that.
No, exactly. Like, I'm seeing, like, there's this brand based out of Singapore, Foxtrot Uniform. Is it Foxtrot Uniform or Unicorn? I think it's Uniform. Uniform,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Because the military, you know how like the military has like words for each letter of the alphabet?
Yeah.
So that's FU. Like,
oh, okay. Got it.
Where it comes from.
Oh, that's interesting. That's pretty cool. I didn't even know that. But yeah, I mean, that brand has kind of definitely exploded and has become quite popular in the sneaker world. And like, I noticed that one of their products that is a top seller is like this pen, which you can like shade your shoes to look yellower. And I mean, I was like, wow, I can't believe people are actually buying this and putting it on their shoes. But that was a big story for me, just, you know, worn down vintage looking sneakers. And my second big story has been basically like, we've seen now the emergence of like the next tier of collaborators. And for me, there was nobody bigger this year than maybe Salehi, because it doesn't matter what this guy touched, it was a banger. It was something unique. It was something no one has ever seen, whether it be like Anta, like people were hyping up Anta sneakers, you know, like, and they were dope. The ones he made were dope.
They were so nice.
Yeah, they were super nice. And then of course, like everything he did with New Balance, Water Be the Guide, a lot of people saying that was their sneaker of the year, the 2002s. And then of course, we also had that other pair with the whistle at the back, the Yurts. And then most recently dropping, I guess today when you guys hear this pod, it's the Crocs, which are just amazing. I'm not even into Crocs, and I really, really, really want that pair. That's
because they don't look like Crocs.
No,
that's, the nice thing. Those Crocs don't look like Crocs.
No, Salehi, man. Like, I know he gets a lot of his inspiration from the outdoors, and you can kind of like really see that in his shoes. You know, I think like the Crocs are supposed to look like, I don't know, like a whirlpool or something. I mean, they look pretty fantastic, and pretty much anything this guy did was amazing. And the other major collaborator I would say this year has been Amma Manier, because they put out two super strong collabs with Jordan Brand. And they really, each of their collabs, they really, like, you know, treated it as a real collab. It wasn't just, let's throw our name on it, put a colorway on there. No, it was like, there was a deep story behind each of their pairs, where the inspiration came from. And they really took it up like 20 levels when it comes to quality, because Jordan 1s, Jordan 3s, you don't normally have quality like that, especially nowadays. And yeah, they came out with two of the best sneakers of the year. And yeah, so, and I'm excited to see what else Amma Manier has in store with Jordan Brand. They're probably like moved up to like that top tier Jordan collaborator.
Definitely. I would say, like, among like Union and Off-White, like definitely on that tier.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, there's also like the third big story that I think you also have on your list, which is, of course, we spent a whole episode already discussing this this unfortunate event, but it was of course the death of Virgil Abloh. That was super unexpected, and it really made the entire sneaker community just stop and also reflect on how big of an impact he's had on the sneaker culture. And it was, you know, right after his death, I know, like, I was basically looking through his entire catalog that he's done with Nike, and I was just like, wow, like, he's done so many sneakers in such a short amount of time. And all of them were like, well, I guess, like, there were definitely newer colorways that kind of repeated itself, but there were like so many sneakers that he completely reinvented, you know, like the fives, like, of course, like the original 10, like it's unprecedented what he was able to do.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely changed the game. I think that was probably, it happened a few weeks ago, right before our last episode. So it still feels really, really fresh. But I think as time goes on and people look back, I think that'll be the major storyline and kind of tragic event of 2021. At least in our space, right? Obviously, not forgetting that there's a pandemic going on, but like in our sneaker, streetwear, fashion world, Virgil passing away is definitely up there for sure. And then I had a few stories. One of them, and also relates to Nike, is, you know, Nike taking a lot of PR L's this year. Everyone knows Nike's, you know, the biggest player in the game. They still will be the biggest player in the game for a while because they're doing a lot of things right. But this year we had, you know, Nike attacking customizers. Remember that? I think we talked about that in an episode, kind of protecting their copyright, which, you know, on one hand you can say is the right thing to do. On the other hand, kind of infringing on the creativity of what makes this culture so great and kind of attacking independent creatives. And then another one was the Trophy Room scandal. Obviously, that was one of our early episodes. I remember I was in the Canary Islands, I think, when we recorded that episode. That one was crazy just because that was just such a botched release. And it obviously wasn't Nike's fault. It was Trophy Room's fault, but it just reflected terribly on Nike and on Michael Jordan and everyone kind of associated with the brand and the release at the time. You remember that, right?
Nobody remembers that shoe. Everyone just remembers the release.
Yeah, that shoe is, and sorry, even before the release, that shoe was overrated. I mean, it was a sparkly Air Jordan 1.
Yeah, I know. I completely agree.
Right?
I wasn't even into that shoe, but it's funny how like everyone just remembers that for the release.
Terrible. And then a third L Nike has taken was, remember when that son of the executive was reselling his shoes? I think that came like right after the Trophy Room scandal too. It was like maybe like 3 or 4 weeks later, it was found that one of the major resellers in the US, or like a major reseller in the US, was the son of a Nike executive, and he was using her credit card to buy all of these shoes. And it's like, what's going on?
Employee discount too,
right? Like, are you kidding me? So that was a pretty funny one, and also annoying for people, you know, who didn't get their hands on the shoes they wanted to. So that's my one big storyline, that Nike has kind of been involved in a bunch of controversies this year. But, you know, as Nike does, they always come out of it looking okay. People forget, you know, people have short memories, especially in the sneaker world. Another storyline that I thought was interesting to note was, and it's funny because it happened this year, but it won't come into effect until next year, Teddy Santis being named creative director of New Balance Made in USA, which is an exciting one because I think, you know, you were just saying that your purple New Balances general release super fire. Imagine what Teddy Santis is going to do with the Made in USA line. They're going to be even nicer, even crazier, even looking more limited, but not really that limited. So I think that's something that a lot of New Balance fans will be very excited about. I don't know, like, do you think that he's going to make a big impact?
Yeah, I mean, that could have been a whole major story in itself, kind of like New Balance emerging as really like almost like a go-to brand now, you know, like before it was just kind of you don't want to say it was just, you know, like a throwaway brand or something that people just kind of ignored, but now it's like a major player. They not only have, they obviously have their entire dad line of sneakers that of course is getting a lot more popularity now, but not only that, they've also, you know, established sneakers that everyone wants right now, like the 550s, mm-hmm. like the 327s, even that new XC72 is a pretty nice pair.
Super nice.
So yeah, they've really established themselves as a major player in the sneaker game, and excited definitely to see what Teddy Santis can bring to that.
Yeah, I think that's something that if we were doing like what I'm looking forward to in 2022, that would be very high on my list. But yeah, that's it for me in terms of the storylines. If you're down, we can just jump right into the top 10.
Dude, of course, man. We have plenty to talk about. So yeah, let's get into it. How do you want to do this? Because I have like three honorable mentions that I just want to quickly mention.
Yeah, fire off.
Do you have any honorable ones or not?
I can throw in a couple. Why don't we just each fire off a couple of names?
Okay. All right. Okay. So first of all, speaking of Teddy Santis, my first honorable mention is the Emile Lyondeur 550s in that natural green colorway.
Okay.
So the reason why it's an honorable mention, I think it's the greatest colorway to ever be on a 550. I think it's so beautiful.
But it didn't make your top 10.
It didn't make my top 10 because it didn't come out last year. So because the ALD 550s technically came out last year.
Ah, true.
And the way that's like my rule for top 10s, it has to be like a new sneaker that we've seen this year, not like an updated colorway of an older sneaker.
I like that.
So so that's why, like, I think it would have for sure been in like my top five last year, but it's got to be an honorable mention just because it's such a beautiful colorway. Second, do you want to go for the next honorable mention?
I was gonna say the Aura Leaf 550s.
Oh, okay, yeah, those are clean. Just, those are so limited, man.
Just because they're clean, Japan exclusive or Asia exclusive, whatever it was. One of the greatest or one of the best New Balance silhouettes at the moment. So yeah, that definitely makes the honorable mention list.
And okay, and then I actually have like two pairs of Dunks, one a high and one a low that I want to mention. The highs, I wanted to mention the Ambush Dunks in the Royal colorway, a shoe that I absolutely love. I just liked what you and Ambush actually did with that. Actually, I don't even think her name is Yoon Ambush. It's Yoon.
It's Yoon An.
Yoon An. Yeah. It's definitely not Yoon Ambush. But yeah, I love what Yoon An did with that pair. She was obviously inspired by motorcycles. So you got those swooshes that are, you know, protruding out of the shoe like exhaust pipes. I thought that was super cool. I felt like Batman when I wore those shoes. and amazing leather quality on that pair too. So one of the best high top Dunks of the year. And a low top Dunk I wanted to quickly mention was the Medium Curries. This came out like pretty long time ago, I think in like February. Wrong timing for that release because it was definitely a fall colorway.
It was a great shoe.
Oh, dude, it's still like one of the best. Like, it wasn't a general release. Obviously, it was a limited release, but one of the best colorways of a Dunk.
Like non-collab
colorways. Non-collab colorways of a Dunk. Incredible quality on that pair and like such a beautiful colorway. So that had to be somewhere on the list. So it didn't make the top 10, but honorable mention for me.
Yeah, and then I had CDG Foamposites.
Oh, I almost had that in my mentions too, man. Great pair.
Just because, you know, it's CDG, it's the Foamposite. The Foamposite is back. They updated kind of the material on the sides with the pattern, the like whatever it is, the raindrop, water drop pattern. Super cool shoe, super unexpected shoe as well. So that made my honorable mention. And then I have the Top Haze Nike Air Jordan 4s, mm-hmm. which I was very close to putting in my top 10, but I just, there were other shoes that made it in front of it for me at least. So yeah.
Those CDGs could have easily made the top 10 because they kind of, Comme des Garçons managed to almost completely reinvent that shoe, but without like making it not look like a Foamposite. It still looks very much like a Foamposite, but it looks like way better, I think.
Yeah, no, definitely. They've improved a very, very simple design, which is hard to do.
Yeah. I have one more honorable mention that people might just turn off the pod now and just not listen to the rest of this pod because, I guess it's a little bit of a controversial honorable mention because for this pair was definitely in everyone's top three.
Oh no, don't say it. Don't say it, because I feel like I'm gonna have this one in my top 10.
Oh no, this is probably gonna be your top three, man. Because when I put this question out on Instagram, give me your shoe of the year, this was the most common response. So it only made my honorable mentions. It's the Amamanier threes.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, that's, you thought I was saying something else?
I thought you were gonna say something else. Okay, I was scared. But I mean, I disagree. This is definitely a top 10 shoe, and it is in my top 10, but I thought you were gonna say something else, which would have upset me even more.
Okay, wow. Okay. We'll see what that is. But the Amamanier threes don't make my top 10 only because I feel like I would have been just such a complete sellout if I put that in my top 10. The truth is, I don't mess with threes. I don't like threes. I've never worn threes. And this particular colorway, it's a very plain colorway. So it really makes the three kind of, you know, stand out. And unless you really love threes, I don't think you can really like the shoe. And I personally just don't like threes at all. So
okay.
I'm not going to pretend like, oh, wow, this is an amazing colorway, amazing quality, whatever. I know it's a great storyline and the quality was amazing. I had a pair in hand. But I'm just not gonna wear a pair of threes. So it doesn't really match my style. So it didn't make the top 10 for me. Sorry,
that's fair. So should we do the top 10 like you do 10, I do 10, then we bounce back and forth like that?
No, let's just count it down. Let's just count it down. I'll do like my 10, then you give me your 10, and I'll do 9, and you give me
your
9.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh yeah, okay.
As in, like, cool, you do cool, number cool. 10, I do number 10, you do number 9.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Let's do it that way. Let's do it that way.
So right. I'll let you start.
You let me start? Okay. All right, man. All right. Coming in at number 10. Dude, I wish we had like some kind of like sound effects or something.
We need someone to, like, you know, when fighters like are coming to the UFC cage, it's like weighing in at 200 grams.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome, man. Or even like a drum roll or something like that. But we'll work on that. Next year, we're going to get sound effects on the pod, guys. But coming in at number 10, I got a dunk. And it's, in my opinion, do I have any other dunks on this list? No, I don't. Okay, so this is the only dunk on the list. So I guess it is my best dunk of the year. So it is the Carpet Company SB Dunk Highs. I have this pair. This pair, actually, I had to put on the list because it inspired me to go skating. So I actually started skating this summer. My girlfriend's younger brother, you know, he showed me the ropes, and I was skating in these dunks. And I just really love these dunks. They're a great colorway. And of course, I love that over time, they'll peel and give you a completely different colorway underneath, and just really nice materials, nice colorway. I'm a big fan. It's got this whole like DIY type of aesthetic to the shoe. And yeah, I'm definitely a big fan of those. Had to put those on the list.
Nice. That's a good choice. I remember you saying many, many times that you really liked them, and reordering your personal dunk ranking because of them. I think a couple times on the pod as well. My number 10 is the Bad Bunny Forum Lows.
Any particular colorway?
I would say personally the black pair.
Okay. The back to black. School.
Yeah. But I would say for this one, the Easter one. So that was the pink one, right? Mm-hmm. I just think that Bad Bunny did what many people and designers and brands have failed to do in a while, and that's make Adidas cool and valuable on the resale market and sought after. And he kind of really, before that, I was like, yeah, the Forum, it's a cool classic shoe, whatever, but I wasn't really interested in it. And then when I saw his shoes, none of which I own, of course, because I don't think I could wear them or pull them off, I was like, okay, you know what? You have my attention. The Forum is actually even cooler than I thought it was. And and just for that alone, the fact that he caught my attention and he kind of made Adidas cool. I think it dropped in like Q1 or something, and it was one of the most valuable shoes on StockX in Q1. For me, is very impressive considering how lackluster Adidas has been in the last few years.
And it almost looks nothing like a normal Forum as well, right? It looks almost like a Osiris or some kind of skateboarding shoe.
Exactly. He's made it really, really thick, you know, with two C's. So definitely a very, very good shoe. And like you mentioned, several colorways, all of them equally good, I would say.
I just finished the last season of Narcos Mexico, and Bad Bunny actually has a cameo in that.
Oh, does he? I didn't recognize him.
Dude, it's hilarious. You know that one episode where at the start, there's this guy who's like, you know, dressing up. He's like, there's music playing. He's like putting on his like flyest outfit.
Oh, and then, yeah.
And then he jumps in a car and then he just goes and like kills someone.
Like he's one of the young like Narcos Junior or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. It was just so funny. Like he was like, you know, dancing to his like, you know, feeling himself, you know, put on an outfit and he did all that just to go kill someone.
I didn't realize that was him. I was like so into the show and everything. Funny.
Yeah, no, that was Bad Bunny. So yeah, man. So I agree. That's a great, great shoe for the top 10. Number 9 for me. So this one also a bit controversial, but I had to put on the list, the Yeezy 450.
Oh
yeah, I know, the wonton shoes.
Oh, that was in my top 25.
Wow. Okay.
No, as in like, you know, the bigger short list, and then I cut it and then it didn't make my honorable mentions, but it was close. That's what I wanted to say.
I had to put it on the list because it was like, it's just so out of this world, mm-hmm. that design. And I hated it at first until I put them on feet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, these look different. These hit different on feet. And I will say also, every time I've seen them in public, they look really good on feet.
What about at the gym? I know you've seen
them. I've seen them at the gym. This guy was doing pull-ups with them on. Yeah, he looked good too.
Nice.
Yeah, but those shoes look really good. I really like that original colorway too. And for me, like out of all of the, you know, Yeezy brand, what I love about them is that every year they're giving us like completely out of this world silhouettes. There's been like several this year. In fact, I think there's going to be the 1090s that might drop December 31st this year too, which is yet another one. And we obviously know about all those knit runners that drop.
Oh, yeah.
But I think out of all of the new silhouettes that dropped this year, I think the 450s for me like really stood out. And I would have put it much higher on the list. However, because the sneaker hasn't really been that popular with people, like they weren't really reselling for much. I can't really say it was like a top 5 sneaker of the year, just because it wasn't like super popular amongst the general public, and every colorway doesn't really seem to be, you know, it hasn't really gotten a good reception like some of the other Yeezys have. So,
yeah.
So that's why it's a little bit lower, but just because of how, you know, crazy the design was and how different it is than anything else on the market right now, I had to put that on the list.
It's funny because I have a Yeezy on my 9th spot as well. Okay. I know you said that you don't put any shoes on there if they technically released the year before, mm-hmm. even if it's a new colorway. I had to put the Foam Runner, the Vermilion one, the triple red one on there.
Oh.
Just because, the Foam Runner is, again, also a very out of this world design, very different, very fresh. Great shoe too. I've seen it in person now a couple times, both in Berlin and once in the Dominican Republic. Some guy was flexing at the pool
in the Vermilions.
No, he was wearing the OG colorway.
Oh, okay.
No, but the Vermilions, not just the design of the shoe that's impressive and important, but the fact that this was Kanye's first triple red shoe since leaving mm-hmm. Nike, right? No Yeezy has been triple red since then or until now. And I think that is such a big statement in itself, because triple red, or like, you know, the Red October, is that all red colorway, that was a trend that Kanye started because of his Yeezys at Nike, mm-hmm. or even because of his Louis V shoes, right? And the fact that he now has done it with Adidas is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of consider the Foams to be more of like a 2021 shoe, to be honest. I know that the original colorway came out last year, mm-hmm. but that was like super limited release. So I do think it's totally deserving of it to be, because pretty much every colorway has dropped this year.
Yeah.
It was just that one very limited
colorway. And it came out late in
exactly. So yeah. I consider it more of a 2021 sneaker, to be honest.
It's but true. Yeah,
had to be on the list for sure, I think. Number 8, I already mentioned this earlier in the pod, the Ama Maniers, but the ones, mm-hmm. not the threes. for all the reasons I already said, just a super nice, super clean, amazing materials, and I'm going to get a lot of use out of it. And I just fell in love with the shoe as soon as I opened them and saw them in hand, really liking that crack leather. And yeah, for me, it was the best Jordan 1 of the year.
Yeah, I agree. I think there were several good Jordan 1s.
Those UNC ones were pretty good too.
Yeah. Yeah, and also the neutral grays were obviously nice. Yeah. I don't remember.
Sold if mine already.
The Co.jp ones, did they drop the
boom? No, that was last year.
That was last year. That's what I was. But I think there's definitely been a couple of good general release colorways as well. None come close to the Amamania, in my opinion. But it's been a solid year for ones. My number eight is the Reebok Zig 3D Storm Hydro. Do you remember those?
Oh, you were really loving those.
I was loving them. And it, like, this was back also when I was in the Canary Islands, and I still don't have a pair, which is almost like blasphemous at this point because I've spoken so much about them. I'm just waiting for that right colorway. Like, I wanted the triple black, and then I remembered, like, hey, nah, you don't really like triple black shoes. So I was waiting. But I love the fact that this is like a new, fresh silhouette, kind of never been seen before. Coming out of Reebok, super underrated brand at the moment, in my opinion, and like a very nice futuristic design. And I've heard that they're very, very comfortable because of that Zig technology. So I had to squeeze them into my top 10 somewhere.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy, man. Reebok making an appearance in the top 10. Yeah, no, you've
been deserved, though, in my opinion.
You've been talking about that shoe all year, so I figured it would be on your list. Moving on to number seven. So the first New Balance on this list is what I thought was the best 990 to drop this year. It has been the year of the 990s, and I got the Joe Fresh Goods 990 V3s on number seven.
Good choice.
There were some other contenders because, you know, we had the Bodegas that were really nice. And what am I missing something? Oh, also the Levi's. Mm-hmm. The Levi's I thought were very underrated 990 V3s.
Kith also had a pair, I think.
Kith one, yeah, also. But I definitely thought the Joe Fresh Goods, just unreal colorway, you know, it just screams like summertime at you. I actually can't wait to rock those next summer. I want to be like on I don't know, a beach or just somewhere warm, somewhere tropical, rocking those, because that colorway is just I love that colorway. And of course, like, you know, it goes without saying, 990 V3s, they kill it in terms of quality, you know. I'm a big fan of that pair, and I'm glad. I was very happy to actually manage to get that pair for retail. Shout out to all of you guys who, you know, when I said I was looking for a pair, you guys all reached out to me like that I could buy one off of you. So shout out to all of you guys for helping me out with that pair. But yeah, what do you have, number seven?
So just want to say to yours, super nice choice. Speak about it later because it's also in my top 10.
Okay.
But my number seven is one that you also mentioned today, which is the medium Curry Nike Dunk Lows.
Made your top 10.
Okay. They did make my top 10 because I thought long and hard about it, and I figured I've got to have a dunk in there, just because even 2021 was almost the year of the dunk, right? Or you could argue it was the year of the dunk, especially in the beginning.
Yeah,
and for sure. I think because there were so many subpar quality general releases where they just pumped out the colorways, this one kind of stands out because, like you said, amazing quality on this pair. And yes, it was technically a limited release, but for me, I still consider it a general release. Obviously not like a Foot Locker level general release, but like a boutique kind of, you know, dropping at Zotto, dropping at sneakers and stuff, that kind of, you know,
Soulbox got it.
Exactly. Too, yeah. And yeah, just the colorway, super wearable. The Dunk is obviously a classic and will continue to be a classic even when the Dunk hype is over. So I had to squeeze that in at number seven.
Yeah, no, I mean, it deserved it, man. I could have put that in my top 10 too. Great pair. Number six for me. Oh, I never thought I would put an Air Max One on this list.
Oh, okay.
I got the Patas. The Patas had to make the list just because I know they just changed one thing about the shoe. They just changed the mudguard, but they changed it in a way that made it look like it always belonged on that shoe. Like, it looked like the sneaker always meant to look that way. And it just gave it a different look. And it wasn't just about the shoes. It was about just the whole rollout of the project. With those different movies that they dropped on the sneakers app. I just really liked it. And of course, we've already had four colorways now. And I actually managed to complete the pack. I got the black pair.
Nice.
I copped it on the Pata website on Friday. So I'm pretty stoked about that. I would say the best out of the four, I was leaning towards the Aquas, but I got to stick with the Monarchs as the best colorway.
I was going to ask you to rank them.
I would say Monarchs, Aquas, and then the black and the berry one. I'm not really.
Yeah, I would go exactly the same as well. I think that's most people's rankings. Although I've heard the berry one's super nice quality, same as the black, because they use that really nice on the upper.
A lot of people actually like the blacks as the best out of the four.
The black is also a classic Nike colorway, right? Like it's black and white. I can see it.
And what they, I think the major difference between the black leather pair and the berry leather pair is that you had the contrasting swoosh on the black pair, right? You had a white swoosh, whereas on the berry one, they just left it in the same color. Mm-hmm. So it just didn't really stand out as much. They could have just put a different color on the swoosh. I think it would have looked a lot better.
That's true. I think there's also reflective like material on the berry and the black pair. Is that right? Or like on the around the swoosh, the trim, I thought I saw.
Oh yeah, right. On the trim, correct.
Yeah. Like it's not, it's just like very like subtle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So funny that you put the Nike Air Max 1 as your number 6, because my 6 is the Pata New Balance 991. So it's also Pata shoe, but a different collaboration. And this one came out back in like January. I think it was the first collaboration or big release of the year. I think it was very early. It must have been the second or third week of January. And I remember I loved the shoe. I loved the color palette. It had like this nice brown and pistachio color. And I wasn't able to get a pair. And by chance, I was talking to someone and I was interviewing Lee Stewart from Pata. And he was kind enough. He was like, yo, like, what size are you? And I'll go check if there's any left over. And I was like, I'm a US 9. I hope that's like a general enough size. And then he was like, you know what? I have one US 9 left. And I was like, oh my goodness. And then he gifted me the pair. He sent it over, which
that's extra special.
Super, super nice. And you know, like I didn't, it wasn't necessary. I didn't ask for it. And he was just like, yo man, like for sure. You seem to like the shoe, like please have it. And it's one of my favorite New Balance shoes. I've worn it sparingly because you never know with Berlin winter and being in the parks and stuff in the summer. It's also difficult. You need to wear it like on a day where you're not going to be sitting down anywhere. You're just like wearing it for a few hours, kind of flex a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's my first New Balance on the list. And
that's completely coincidental. We both had Patas at number 6.
Yeah.
but moving on from me, number 5, you actually already mentioned this pair. The Foam Runners. I don't really have any particular colorway here.
Okay.
It's just Foam Runners in general.
Yeah.
Because I remember last year when this sneaker came out, everyone was clowning it. Everyone was saying, Kanye coming out with Kanye Crocs. Who's going to wear that? No one's going to wear that. But it's proven to be otherwise. I've seen so many people rocking it. I've seen more and more people want it. And the resale prices speak for itself. Every single colorway reselling for like 300-400%. Mm-hmm. They all immediately sell out. Everyone wants a pair. And it seems like they're just getting better with the colorways. This new one that just came out, the Sand Grays. I'm very excited to see what other colorways they can do now that they're trying to get more colorful with it. I'm a big fan of the foams, not just because of how they look. I love how comfortable they are. The entire summer, I pretty much just wore foams every day. It's just a super comfortable shoe. So, and if there was one Yeezy, I think that really, really stood out for me this year, it was the foams.
Okay. I know. I appreciate that choice. I think, like I said earlier, it's a crazy design. It's like you said, people clown on it. Then everyone wanted to have it. Now it's worth so much on the resale market, which proves that Kanye knew what he was doing all along, right? So definitely deserves to be in the top 10. And I think you made a strong argument for it to be a top 5 sneaker of the year for sure. Yeah. My 5th sneaker is my first Jordan, which is the Nike Air Jordan 1 Low Neutral Gray.
Wow. Okay. No, that was unexpected.
Yeah. I love that shoe. I took it with me to the Dominican Republic. I took it with me when I went to Barcelona the other week. Or the other month, I take it with me everywhere. I took it to Turkey. It's my dress up or dress down shoe. You can wear it with shorts. You can wear it with jeans. You can wear it when you're wearing a nice polo. You can be like rocking, you know, like a streetwear fit, or even just like you can wear your pajamas and you'd look good in them. Like the leather on those, so nice. The comfort, really, really nice. I don't think there's much else to say. It's just a classic everyday kind of shoe, but it's also a Jordan 1 Low, which makes it so much more special.
I think a lot of our listeners are going to really appreciate that pick because a lot of people have this shoe and they love it for all the reasons you mentioned. I own it as well. Yeah, the leather on it was almost, I would say, even better than the high top.
Yeah.
It was just like really nice and soft and it just looked really good in a low. Yeah.
It was soft out of the box, which was nice.
Unexpected pick, I would say, for sure. But,
you know, throwing out the wild cards there, but I also put it on there because I wear my pair so often and I figured, what better kind of reason or like what better cosign than wearing it all the time? You know?
Yeah, for sure. Moving on. Okay, now we're already in the top four. And speaking of wild cards, this one is definitely the biggest wild card on my list.
Okay.
In fact, the funny thing is I was reading an article just a couple of days ago, which was like worst sneakers of the year. I think it was like from Sneaker Freaker or someone. I forget the publication, but I saw this sneaker on the list for worst sneaker of the year.
Who does a list of worst of the year? Just like let it lie. You know, if you don't like a shoe, you don't have to like put it on blast in a worst list, you know?
I think this list was specifically worst sneaker designs of the year.
Okay.
And this sneaker was on that list. So it's crazy. It's funny. Some people love it, some people hate it, I guess. But I definitely love this shoe. And it's the ready-made Blazers for me.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
I had to put that at four. Just love it, man. It's so like futuristic. I feel like a ninja when I wear it. And I love how it just looks, man. It looks good, especially with joggers. I always wear with joggers. And I noticed, you know, every time I wear it, you know, people are always like interested in it, you know, like it's just so different looking. A lot of people will say it's super ugly, especially the swoosh is like really weird, skinny swoosh. But that colorway that I have, that black colorway, it's just such a banger. I love it. I'm not even into Blazers, but big fan of that one. I don't know if, what do you call that? Like a tech wear type of sneaker? Not really sure what category it falls under, but
I wouldn't call it tech wear just because it doesn't have
tech
more. Yeah. Or like not more function, right? There's no zippers on it or like, there's no like clasp, but I think the whole point was to make it like a more sustainable shoe, right? Or something like that.
The base of it, the foam was made out of sustainable materials.
Which is mostly greenwashing anyway.
But
the design is cool. I like the, you mentioned the swoosh that was taken from an early swoosh design, right? From like the 70s or something like that. And I knew it was going to be on your list at some point because I remember when they first came out, you were in love with them. You were wearing them all the time. And they were on my feed on Instagram, like not just from you, but from a lot of people at the time. So I can't disagree with that. It's a good shoe.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't get appreciated enough in like the Western hemisphere. I feel like in Japan, Korea, people are really loving the shoe because I see a lot of accounts I follow. People are rocking the hell out of it over there. And so next year I do plan to go to Tokyo. So I'm gonna take these with me and feel like I'm just part of the people.
I could see it being like in like a few years, people are like, oh damn, like what are those? And then, but like in a good way, you know.
In a good way, yeah.
You always have to say that when you say that those words.
Yeah.
Like a hidden gem kind of, and people are like, oh, like I remember those. Like I forgot that they
released.
And it's like one of those like forgotten, I don't want to say icons, but forgotten gems, really.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So my fourth one is another wild card.
This is our list, man.
It is. It's our list. And you know how I love like shoes with crazy soles, right? Like I love this. I love shocks. So this is the Kiko Kostadinov A6 Gel Quantum Levy Track. Remember when we went to the Arsham exhibit? Those shoes, the red ones. The red and green ones,
okay,
with the crazy gel sole that like looks like the shoe looks like a spaceship. And I just, first of all, it's one of the most comfortable shoes ever because you're sitting or you're standing on like 3 inches of gel, which makes you feel like you're walking on clouds or like walking through water or on top of water. And it's such a futuristic design. And as you can tell from my Reebok inclusion that I love that kind of wild card, like unexpected, crazy design that most people probably don't like. So I was super happy to get my hands on that pair. And I think I got the best colorway of the three as well. It was like this red green. Then there was like a black orange and a white and red pair as well. So yeah, that's my fourth one. I don't think anyone will have that on their top 10 list this year.
Yeah.
Except for maybe like an ASICS head or like a Kiko himself, but I love the shoe.
That's crazy. Both of our number four picks were like completely out there type of picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are crazy. And I would be surprised if you didn't have it on your list because you've been talking about that shoe for a long time. Moving on to number three, I was debating whether to put this at three or four, but I have the Jordan 1 Low Fragment Travis Scott, long name. Uh-huh. But you guys know which one I'm talking about, the only colorway that has released so far. Who knows if we'll see any more colorways, depending on how that lawsuit goes. But I'm talking about, of course, that blue colorway, which is pretty much the original high top colorway of the Fragments. Yeah, big fan of it. I'm a huge fan of the Travis Scott Lowe's. In fact, I would say the original Jordan 1 Travis Scott Lowe's, easily the most worn shoe in my whole collection. I have been beating the hell out of that shoe. It's actually like filthy at this point. And I'm probably going to get the same amount of use out of these frags. I was super, super, super lucky to get this for retail. Shout out Sneakers and Stuff. Major shout out to Sneakers and Stuff, by the way. You guys have just been like really blessing your boy with the raffle wins this year. So shout out for that one, because I wouldn't have got this pair for resale. Like, there's no way I would have paid $1,000 for these. No chance.
They're over $1,000 now too.
Oh yeah, like now they're in the $2,000
range. Yeah, exactly. You got super lucky. I remember when you messaged me, you were like, bro, by the way, and then you sent me the screenshot. I was like, oh, not again. Like, what the hell? This guy wins all the raffles.
No, that was, I couldn't even believe my luck, man. Sneakers and Stuff got me on the highs and the lows, which was crazy. So yeah, big shout out to them. But yeah, I love these lows more than the highs for sure. Much more wearable colorway, I think. It's too bad the quality was super trash on these.
Oh yeah,
that's why I wanted to push a little bit lower down the list. But it's just like one of the shoes that I think people will really remember the most out of this year. And depending on how this Travis thing goes, it might be, you know, one of the last Travis collabs we see. So yeah, let's see how that goes. But I love these, so these are number three.
I have to say, you know how I feel about these three-way collabs, and I think the color blocking on those was a little off in my opinion. But I know that everyone who got a pair really, really liked them, except for that one person I know who got them and resold them. but you know, no shade. My third pick, or my top three pick, is the Air Jordan 3 Ama Manier. And you know, we've talked about it a bit. You've talked about it a lot. I just thought that the story behind it was so cool, you know, like that James Whitner and the Whitaker Group and Ama Manier were, you know, shouting out moms, you know, and also predominantly single moms. I thought was super dope. The colorway, I know you said it's very subtle. That's almost the perfect kind of colorway in my opinion. And you know, the Air Jordan 3 isn't my favorite Air Jordan, but it's also not my least favorite, right? Mm-hmm. Like I would probably rank it behind the ones and the fours, so it's probably in my top three. And I know that it won Sneaker of the Year and a lot of people had it in their top 10 list, so I think just in general the reception and just the response after it dropped and has marinated for a couple of weeks or months has been, you know, top tier.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like the consensus Sneaker of the Year, and it's been getting that kind of praise pretty much as soon as it dropped. And I got to say, yeah, I love the storyline behind it. The storyline is amazing. And people are going to, you know, really associate Ama Manier going forward with producing some very well thought out, very high quality collabs. The ones were no different. Excited to see what else Ama Manier. I'm sure there's going to be more collabs on the way from James Whitaker next year. But yeah, I mean, didn't make my list, but not because I hate the shoe. It's a great shoe. I just don't like threes, so I'm not going to put it on my list.
I mean, like you said, it's our list, right? It's
your exactly.
List, so you choose what makes
it. Exactly. Everyone's got their own top 10. So yeah. Moving on to number two. I actually have a Jordan 2 at number two. So I had to put in the off-whites, the Jordan 2 off-whites on this list. Not a shoe that I would wear, to be honest, because the two lows, it still kind of looks like a bowling shoe to me, at least the silhouette. But I had to put it on this list for a couple of reasons. First of all, love what Virgil did with the cracked sole, and also like the story about how he got his inspiration and the whole 3D modeling of it. And I just thought that was not something we've ever seen on a shoe before. And I thought it was just really cool. It was really well done. Another reason, everything that came with the shoe, the box was amazing. This is easily box of the year. Could be box of like the last 5 years. Really, really, really dope box. It almost made the shoes kind of feel like a trophy in some way, because you can just like put them up on your wall. It's completely clear and the shoes just look so good in the box. Which I thought was really dope. The white colorway, it's a pretty nice colorway. And also the final reason, of course, it's gonna go down as the last shoe that got released before Virgil's passing.
That's true.
So it's obviously gonna have that status with it forever.
Right.
So
that sentimental value.
Exactly. So it's always gonna be like a part of history. So I think, you know, it's obviously a super memorable shoe. It could have been a number one also, but I have another number one, but this one had to be very high on the list for me.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, not my favorite Jordan, obviously. I think he made a Jordan 2 interesting in like for a lot of people that weren't into Jordan 2s, whether that's a hype or because they actually like the design. So, you know, obviously really appreciate that in terms of the design. And like you said, the thought that went into it, the inspiration. My second shoe is and you've had this one on your list already, the Joe Fresh Goods 990 V3s. Mm-hmm. If you guys remember, I was a very big fan of this shoe. Shout out one of our listeners, Paul. He hooked me up with a pair at retail, big man, love it. And I mean, what's there to say that you haven't said already, right? Or that I haven't said in previous episodes, which is the color combination. Who would have thought blue, green, and brown would look good together, but it does. And that's kind of Joe Fresh Goods kind of signature, you know, his 992, which was like six different shades of red and pink and orange that looked amazing together as well with some black. And yeah, ultimate summer shoe. I'm going to try and wear it on a couple of like clear sky days during the winter in Berlin, because I think like a nice pop of color during the winter is always needed, and I think people will appreciate that too when they see me walking down the street. But it's definitely going to get a lot of wear next summer, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and Joe Fresh Goods kind of teased on his Instagram that there are more New Balance collabs on the way next year. So yeah, I mean, he seems to knock it out of the park every single collab, so excited for that as well. All right, man. Number one.
I think we have the same one.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, should we just say it at the same time then?
Let's do it. So like countdown 3, 2, 1 and then say it.
Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Protection pack. Yes. Yes. I knew it.
Yes.
So when you were
no way, man.
When you were talking about the honorable mentions and you were like, yeah, like a lot of people are going to turn off the pod. I was like, oh shit, he's going to say the protection pack is
what? No mention. Man.
And then like, I didn't even realize that you hadn't said it yet. And then I was like looking at my list and then I was like, wait a second, pretty sure we've got the same. Oh,
that's
one.
Great, man. That's awesome. I'm actually really happy about that.
That's dope. Yeah. But why don't you tell us why it's top of your list?
Oh dude, I wore it today too. And I was just like, man, I can't even believe it was not even a collab. It was just a general release. And by the way, like apparently there's like another name for it, the Refined Future Pack.
Yeah, I think that's the official name. And then people just started calling it Protection Pack.
Yeah, I mean, people are getting really like uptight about this, man. I was getting like some mean comments for calling it the Protection Pack. I'm like, dude, just relax, man. Yeah, but anyway.
I mean, sometimes sneakers get names from the community and then that's their like not official name, but like unofficial name, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, reasons why I love this shoe, it's first of all beautiful, of course. It's got, you know, like these different panels on it, specifically that gray colorway, the different shades of gray just pop. It just looks so good. And just the silhouette too, the 2002 R, I just can't stop wearing it. It's just so comfy. It's
so comfortable.
Yeah, it's surprisingly like I surprisingly find it like even more comfy than like some of the 900 series, because I don't know, it just feels like more cushiony or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's got the it's got like a newer sole unit as well. Mm-hmm. I forgot which shoe they took it from. I think they took it from an 860 V6 or something like that, yeah, which was an actual running shoe a lot more recently than the 990s was. And mm-hmm. so I think that's why the cushioning is actually even better, because it's newer.
Yeah. And my number one reason for why I love the shoe so much is because it's like the most versatile, like nice looking sneaker to release this year. I haven't seen one person look bad in these. Like, it doesn't matter what you wear with it, it just looks so good. It just like makes your, just elevates your entire like look, you know, entire outfit. I love wearing it, man. Like, whatever I choose to wear it with, like, I throw those on and I'm like, damn, all right, now I got a nice fit on. You know?
Yeah, no, I think all three colorways were amazing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I kept the black one for myself as well. Another really great pair. Yeah, man. Like, I mean, well, you probably got some reasons as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're super comfortable. And I think the fact that they have like, you know, they have those different layers on the upper, right? And so the upper is thicker and it kind of hugs your foot almost. Mm-hmm. And that makes it even more comfortable for me. Like, I know that there's some shoes where you slip in and then, you know, the upper kind of squeezes you at certain points on your foot. This is kind of like you're sliding into a pillow, basically. So that's like one big reason. And then obviously just seeing it on my timeline all the time.
Yeah.
Not even like pre-release, during release, post-release, even now you'll see them on people's timelines, on people's stories, whatever. And I think that just shows that the community really liked them, really appreciated them. One last thing as well is that the customization of the shoe, like the white pair, a lot of people dip dyed it, mm-hmm. made it different colors, played around with it. I think that just adds an element that allows you to make it even more yours, you know, mm-hmm. like, and it's the same concept as like scribbling on your sneakers and putting your name on them or whatever. It gives you a certain connection to the sneaker that no one else has, right? Whether it's because you dyed it differently or used a different color, or you just colored the toe box. So that for me just makes it better than anything else that dropped. And the great thing is that it was technically a general release shoe, right? I mean, mm-hmm. it was like a limited edition general release.
I mean, when they did actually drop, they weren't really reselling for all that much. Even the gray one, I remember, like my size in euros was going for like 250 or around there.
Yeah.
Which is not that much more above retail. And I mean, I don't know if you've seen the prices lately on those, especially that gray one. It's like almost close to 600, man.
What?
Yeah. Which is insane for a general release pair of New Balance. So it's crazy what those are going for.
Yeah.
You mentioned that a lot of people, you know, customize the white pairs. I have a feeling that New Balance has clearly seen how popular this pack has been. So I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more colorways next year of these like protection colorways.
I've seen some pictures online, some photos on Instagram. I don't know if those were like mock-ups or if they were actual colorways coming out. I know that the same upper is going to be featured on the 5740. You know that, like,
oh, that's already released. Yeah.
Already released.
Yeah. Yeah. That was okay, a white pair. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That. So I think that just shows that New Balance knows that, you know, people like that kind of thing. And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, like you said, if they brought out new colorways next year.
Yeah. And also from you listeners out there, a lot of you guys messaged on Instagram that these were also your number one sneaker of the year. Yeah, I mean, it's not very often that we get like a completely, you know, non-collab sneaker showing up as number one, but I definitely think this was an exceptional one.
Yeah.
And yeah, for me, sneaker of the year.
I mean, I'm going to put it top of my Heist and Body list as well. I'm doing a roundup for Heist and Body.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wow. We got a sneak preview.
Yeah, sneak preview. Spoiler alert. nah, but I mean, those of you who've listened to me here obviously know that I personally put it as a top 10. So obviously professionally, I'm going to put it as the top 10 as well. Mm-hmm. But I think my top 10 for Heist and Body will look slightly different to my personal top 10, just that maybe the top two or three might be the same.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was pretty good list, man. I mean, we have a lot of the similar sneakers. Like, we both had the foams. Mm-hmm. We both had the Joe Fresh Goods. I'm on Meniere's and New Balance Protection Pack, the Curry Dunk. So, yeah, I mean, definitely some crazy ones in there, but overall, I think pretty well balanced list. Your list was definitely balanced. You had like Reebok, you had Asics on there.
Yeah, I mean, I put extra effort into that as well, but I think, yeah. Like you said, everyone has different reasons for liking different shoes, right? And so, like the Reebok, for example, I was talking about those for like 2 months of the year. And for me, if I'm talking about shoes for 2 months of the year, then they have to be in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Same as the Kiko Kostadinov Asics. So yeah, it was a concerted effort to make it more diverse, but also just because, I mean, I knew in my heart that those were my top 10.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, let us know down in the, not down in the comments. I think I'm doing a YouTube video. let us know in the Insta DMs or just message us on our posts that when we post the episode on Instagram. Let us know what was your top 10, what any sneaker that you thought we missed, what was your number one sneaker. Just let us know. We would appreciate that. Should we quickly close it out with, well, we don't need to go through like every sneaker release over the next few weeks. We won't be doing another episode this year. So I just have like a list of maybe the most notable releases for the rest of the holiday season. And then we can just close it out.
Yeah, let's do it. You go through it because I haven't really prepared anything. So.
Okay, all right. So I'll just go through it then. So dropping, I guess, today, the day you guys are listening to the pod, we have the Quando Ones. I think they're called the Quando Ones, but these are a shoe from a Korean pop singer, Peace Minus One. And it's a very interesting shoe because it looks like a dress shoe and also a sneaker at the same time. Very, very interesting concept. It kind of reminds me of like there were these like Cole Haan brogues, you know, like
The lunar glide brogues,
exactly, like, yeah, it kind of gives me that kind of vibe. It does look like a brogue,
yeah,
but it's got like a crazy like strap on top.
The strap or the tongue is inspired from like the Tiempo, the football boot.
Okay.
And you can take that off.
Oh,
so it's removable, so you can wear it without the tongue flap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's a mix of like just a normal sneaker, like a football boot, and a formal shoe, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It really is. If you can take the tongue off, then it really becomes a dress it up, dress it down type of sneaker, which is pretty interesting. And then also dropping December 14th. The clogs, or are they called the clogs? I'm talking about the Salehe.
I think they're called the Pollex clog.
The Pollex clog, yeah. The Salehe Bembry Pollex clogs dropping in a couple of colorways. We've already talked a lot about those shoes, but those look insane. Definitely the best Crocs I've seen ever.
Yeah.
And then also on December the 18th, we have the re-release of the Beluga Reflective 350 V2. There's supposedly going to be 1 million pairs available worldwide. So
also like the white pair that they dropped, right? Like the 350.
Exactly.
V2. Was it the V2? Yeah. The all white pair.
Mm-hmm.
A million dropped, still kind of sold out.
Yeah.
Huge thing back then.
These are going to be like the reflective versions that are going to be dropping a million pairs, which is insane.
Yo, Kanye is going to make a lot of money on that drop.
Dude, Kanye is just swimming in cash right now, man. I don't know. I saw that Heist Nobody already shot down the rumors about Kanye potentially replacing Virgil, right? Like it was a bunch of bogus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I mean, it just seemed like way too soon of an announcement. Like,
nah, it would. He wouldn't follow in the footsteps of someone. It would be very un-Kanye like. And also, he's been very much more wearing caring like stuff. So, what's it called? Balenciaga, Bottega Veneta, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He's been wearing more brands from that fashion house that fashion conglomerate. So it'd be weird for him to jump to LVMH.
Yeah, I agree. And then finally, we got the Yeezy Basketball Knits, I believe they're called. Another basketball sneaker. We saw the Quantums, which haven't really been that popular, to be honest. They haven't really been selling out. And now we got kind of like a knit version of the same shoe. Definitely one for the ballers. I'm probably going to do without it. I'm not that hyped about it, but thought I'd mention it. New Yeezy silhouette, you always got to mention it. So yeah, basketball knits dropping also, I think, December the 18th.
Nice. And then I'm just seeing here as well that in I think the 18th, there's three colorways of the 990 V3 dropping, the classic navy, classic black, and classic gray. So if anyone's looking to pick up one of those classic pairs, the V3, obviously one of the, in our opinion, also best 990s. That's dropping December 18th. And then there's a another big drop coming that I'm not allowed to talk about, but keep your eyes peeled for a German retailer at the end of the year. Just I will tell you that.
Okay.
So don't say I didn't tell you so, but
a German like a soul box or Overkill or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. All right,
there's right. It's going to make waves. Like, it's a big project. It's an exciting project.
Okay. All right. No, now I'm pretty hyped for that. But well, I mean, we're almost at the end of the year, like, so it's already December the 13th, but
it's coming in the next two and a half weeks. All right, it's gonna be one of the last releases of the year, and it's definitely worth saving your Christmas money for.
Okay, yeah, you heard it here first, guys. I don't know if you can call this a leak, but it's
not a leak. It's a not teaser. A leak. It's a teaser.
It's a teaser. All right. But yeah, that pretty much wraps it up. We also wanted to just say happy holidays to all you guys and happy New Year. And most of all, just thank you guys for rocking with us. This was our first year on the pod. We were consistent with it. We gave you guys episodes every 2 weeks. Wanted to say a shout out to Fabian for consistently doing the pod and all your enthusiasm and all the knowledge you bring, obviously, from your side of things. It's been a lot of fun just doing this with you. And I'm super excited for year two, man, year two of the kickback. We're definitely going to get some sound effects for one thing. And we're going to try, no promises yet, but we are going to try to do video podcasts once we get a proper studio, proper place to actually film these. And that would be dope as well. And yeah, thank you. Much love to everyone listening on the pod. Shout out to everyone once again that sent us your Spotify end of year wrap-ups.
Oh yeah, that was really dope.
That was super dope. Like, there were so many of you guys that sent us that, which was so awesome to see. But yeah, man, any last words for the audience?
Yeah, I mean, you know, same as what Josh said. Thank you for listening. Thank you for engaging with us on our Instagrams, but also on the Kickback Pod Instagram. Promise also that we'll be posting a little bit more next year.
Yeah, no, than we for have sure.
We'll come up with a proper social media plan. But yeah, like Josh said, you know, happy holidays, whatever you're celebrating. Spend time with family, enjoy, and you know, don't worry too much if you don't get a pair of sneakers. At the end of the day, they're just shoes, and there's, you know, more important things out there. But obviously, it's always fun when you get a W on the raffle. I definitely know that feeling, and you know, Josh. Been a pleasure. Looking forward to year two. It's going to be bigger, better, more fun, more episodes. Although every 2 weeks, I think it'll be 23, 24 episodes, but it's going to be a good one for sure.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys once again. And yeah, we'll see you in the new year. Peace.
Peace.